Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here on WHCRDB, which is the voice of business here in Flemington and Hunterdon County. And I'm located at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce here on Main Street in Flemington. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, by the way, and I'm the host of this program, Teachable Moments in Business. Because I have such a passion for helping business owners, entrepreneurs, people that are already in business who are struggling and need ideas for sustaining their profitability and their businesses, I present information that would be helpful. So I always expect or always suggest that you have a pencil and paper handy to take notes. Now, typically I have people come in for interviews who share information about their businesses, and at the same time, I try to uncover some of their tips that will help any of you, because anything we talk about applies to any business. It virtually makes no difference what business you're in. You just take that information and you manipulate it for the business that you're in. So today I don't have anyone coming here, although tomorrow morning I'm going to be giving a talk to a group called Link, L-I-N-C, in Long Valley, New Jersey. They asked me to talk about tips on how to sustain and grow your business. So I decided to put together a program entitled Get Customers Knocking on Your Door, Then Earn the Sale. So it's that program that I'm going to be following here today. If you have any questions about what we talk about today, you're welcome to give me a phone call at my office, which is 908-832-9544, or you can send me an email at vmorgan@russmore.com. The name of my business is Russmore Mentoring Group, and the purpose of our business is to work with people that have questions and concerns about their businesses. And believe me, people have a lot of questions. You just can't wing it today. There's too much happening in business that you need to be aware of, and it's important that you counsel with people, perhaps mentor with certain individuals who can give you tips on helping you with your businesses. And I just encourage it. You just can't. It's hard to be out there by yourself today. Business is changing at such a rapid pace, and of course, technology is actually progressing even faster, I think. So today, some of the things we're going to talk about, and I have an agenda here which we may not get to, but we'll see how we do with this. We're going to talk about foundations for success. We'll talk about what marketing is, and in fact, if you don't market, you're not going to sell. Your brand equity, your brand identity. We'll talk about communicating your message to your target audiences and also earning the sale. So the first thing that I find when I talk to people who have concerns about their business is that often they don't have business plans that are already that they're using to guide them along the decision-making pathway to launching and sustaining a business. In fact, I've taught classes on business plans for a number of years, and a couple years ago I had a gentleman attend my class who had already been in business for about 5 years, but it turns out that he had really never written a business plan, and he decided to go back to the drawing board to write a plan to be sure that he was on the right track. So I recommend a few things to people like you. When it comes to business plans, SBA.gov has a business plan template that you can follow. And if you download that template and begin to fill in the blanks, you'll find that perhaps you have your ducks in a row. Maybe you know everything you need to know about your business, but there may be some pointers in that template that you really need to flesh out. Now, another source for business plan templates would be SCORE.org, SCORE.org. SCORE is an organization that is also funded in part by the SBA. They, too, have a template on their website, and you might want to combine the two to come up with a template that's appropriate for your business. I don't believe that any one template's exactly right for every business. You need to take a look at the titles on each of the bullet points on a template to see what's going to be important for your business. Of course, you write a business plan for one of three reasons. First of all, a business plan forces you to analyze your business and to make sure, again, you have the right game plan for moving forward. And secondly, if you have someone who's working with you, you need to work on the business plan together. So there's no question as to what the business is about and what it's planning to do. And then finally, if you're looking for a loan, I don't believe any lender is going to talk to you if you don't have a business plan, because after all, they're investing in your business. And keep in mind that in a business plan, you're also going to have financial worksheets. And if the lender doesn't see those financials, again, they may not invest in your business. And often the person who's seeking a loan for their business has to invest about maybe 20% of the overall cost that they're projecting for launching and sustaining that business. So those are three reasons why you would need a business plan. Now, there's also a website called bplans.com, and if you go to that website, you will see business plans that have been written already. So there are sample business plans. And although the site may not have exactly the kind of business that you have, you may very well be able to find something that's comparable to what you're planning to do. So it's bplans.com. And, of course, in the overall scheme of life, if you type in business plan templates as a Google search, you're going to see a lot of business plans. They're kind of a dime a dozen, I guess you could say. But one of the suggestions I have for you in developing your business plan, so let's say, for example, that you're already in business or you decide that you really don't want to go the traditional route of writing a business plan. Can you see this visual? I'm going to hold this up right now. Can you see that? This is a graphic from a company called Growth Wheel. And it's a resource that may give you ideas on the areas of business that you need to focus on. And in the Growth Wheel template that I have here that I've shown you, and you can look this up online, Growth Wheel, they have business concepts, customer relations, the organization, and the operations. And they actually break down each of those four categories into five sections. So you can begin to see all of the elements that go into developing a business or even sustaining it. And you can probably test yourself if you're already in business and you decide not to write a traditional business plan. Go to Growth Wheel and find this graphic. It looks like this. It's in color. Can you see that? And go in and look at this and say to yourself, okay, under, let's see, there's a section here called business concept. And you might talk about, there's a customer portfolio in here. In other words, who's the target audience? Under organization, it might be business processes. Under operations, there is funding and there's production and deliveries. Under customer relations, it's marketing's under here. Sales and service are under this area. Branding, communication. So there are so many, there's 20 different categories of things and areas that you need to focus on if you're using this as a guideline. So it's called a Growth Wheel. Growth Wheel is written as one word. It's a trademark name. The company that developed this graphic is a company that offers training programs through their licensed trainers and consultants. I'm not a licensed trainer or consultant for this company. However, I've heard them give talks, and they do a good job. So that's something for you to think about. Now, as you're writing your business plan, reevaluating your business, there are several things that you need to think about. One of them is to know the industry that you're in and know it inside and out. It's amazing to me how many people get into an industry when, in fact, they don't even know that there's a trade association or publications that they could read to keep them up to speed with what's going on in business. It's amazing to me. So know the industry, communicate with people in the business, interview them, get to know them. If there are trade shows or if there are publications, be proactive in seeking the information they offer, as well as support that you might need within your organization. Another thing you need to know is who's the competition. Very important. There was a time, I've been in business for a long time, over 40 years, and there was a time that I didn't care so much about the competition, but today you really have to analyze them and to see what their strengths are and what their weaknesses might be. And you need to be good at what they can't do well. So seek out the competition, know them, know how long they've been in business. In fact, in the handout I have tomorrow, and I don't know if you can actually see this graphic, I'm going to hold it up. But think of a bell curve when you look at the competition. And it's in my little handout right here. I don't know if you can see that. And I'm sorry if you can't, but anyway, here it is. So when a business first goes, when a company first goes in business, there's the research and development. The company begins to progress. They may hit a plateau. They achieve the goals they're looking for, but they have to keep it going. And companies that have been in business for a while, could be 15, 20 years, maybe less even that, the owners might get worn out. Maybe the kids that take over the business don't do such a hot job about running the businesses. There's a lot of attrition among second and third generation companies. Know your competition, because if they're not doing well, if they're not keeping up with the competition, if they're taking their customers for granted, that gives you a foot in the door to pick up that business and to go after it. So don't be lax. Pay attention to who your competitors are. Who are they? Where do they hang out? Where are they located? And get to read their websites, maybe get to know people that used to work there. But again, know your competition. Another thing you need to know is to know your target audience. Who are they and where do they hang out? Who needs and wants what you have to offer in terms of your products and services? Can they afford what you have to offer? Have you designed what you want to sell them to meet the needs of the audience that you think you want to do business with? It's amazing how many people start a business because they think their brothers, their relatives, their neighbors think their idea is terrific. Oh, they may hear, oh, well, if you go in business, I'll do business with you. But are those people in your target audience? Who exactly do you want to do business with? And that name exact is extremely important. So who exactly is in your target audience? And also think, if you don't know who they are, if you can't name the target audience by name, then you need to determine who knows who they are. And that's called fusion marketing. Get to know other business people that cater to the kind of clients that you're looking for. If you can't name them, you have to develop relationships with people that will get you to where you want to be with your business. So know who your target audience is and who they are. Just, it's amazing. I have people come to me and I'll say, who's your target? And they'll say, oh, anybody, any women between the ages of 25 and 55. And I still say, well, who are they and where do they hang out? Age range is not enough. Or I want to do business with families that are within a certain economic level and they live in fancy houses or they live in certain communities. But who are they? And if you've got to market in those neighborhoods through people that know who they are, because you can't name them. You can't, you know, it's interesting. Let's say you run advertisements in an area because you think that that's where the customers are, but you really haven't explored it deeply enough, you could be throwing money against the wall to see what sticks. You need to know where you need to be. And in fact, when it comes to spending money on advertising and marketing endeavors, I believe that you need to build awareness for your company using social media, getting word of mouth, getting involved in the community, joining networking groups that attract people from those target areas before you start spending a ton of money. Because if you spend money just coming out of the gate, you're going to have to spend and spend. Because when you first come out of the gate, nobody knows who you are. So, yeah, even if you've been in business for a while, go back and look at your customer base. Where are those customers coming from? What are there common denominators among the customers that you already do have? And should you be marketing in a different direction? Should you be marketing in a way that finds more people, like the ones that are successful for you already, as opposed to throwing it against the wall to see what sticks? So I often talk about horizontal and vertical marketing, and I don't know that I'm going to get into this a whole lot. But I recommend that, and here's a graphic again. I don't know if you can see this. If you get in touch with me, I'll send you this. Can you see this little graphic right here? This has to do with your target audience. In other words, it's what I call on a horizontal plane, who needs, wants, and can afford what you have to offer. But within that generalized vertical horizontal category, there are clusters of people or organizations that can help you to get where you want to be. And you begin to develop what you might call silos or vertical categories, and I recommend that you choose no more than four vertical categories. Identify them, figure out who should be in those verticals where you think you're going to have the greatest opportunities, and then come up with a business, a marketing plan to reach out to those people. And by the way, you're going to have a marketing plan in your business plan, so you will have already begun to determine how you're going to get to people, get them aware of what you have to offer. Now, you have to also invest and know yourself. Invest in yourself and know yourself. What do you not know? What do you need to know? And so it's about a matter of perhaps reading books, joining trade associations, attending networking events, take classes. All of the universities and the community colleges, at least in New Jersey, all have education programs for entrepreneurs. They're not credit courses. They may have teach courses that would run one evening class, or they might run for two or three nights. But look through their list of classes to see if there's programs that you need to take. For example, people should be taking classes on QuickBooks, for example. They should take classes on taxes. How about class? I teach classes in marketing and selling skills. And it's amazing to me how many people start businesses who have no marketing background, no marketing experience. And they're the ones, by the way, that spend money and throw it against the wall to see what sticks. When it comes to selling skills, most people are not even trained in selling skills. In fact, it's amazing to me how many people I've coached or counseled or mentored who have said, well, I don't like to sell. I said, well, if you expect to put food on the table, you better take a sales course. I can teach you what to say and what not to say, and I can give you some guidelines, or read books on selling. There's plenty of them in the library or on Amazon for sure. So connect to people in your industries. There are key opinion leaders. There are people who are considered centers of influence. It might be your publishers. It might be the organizers of trade events, conferences. Connect with those people directly. That's what I've done. I've been a speaker in many events, and this is what gets you out front. It gets you connected to people. You can ask them questions, and you will move your business along so much further by being proactive. Sitting behind your desk and hoping somebody's going to call you is just not the way to go. So another thing I wanted to talk about is, well, you know, what is marketing? And marketing is really a strategic plan. I will say to a client or to my students, what is the first word that comes to mind when you hear the word marketing? And often it's the word advertising. Well, advertising translates into dollar signs. And as I already said, I don't believe you need to spend a ton of money coming out of the gate. So that's the last thing you do is spend money. So, and that's, by the way, a guerrilla thing. I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. And you need to find places to get the word out about your business. Social media today is wonderful. Being a speaker, getting involved in the community, being proactive and supportive of others is a way to get the word out about you. And those are all forms of marketing. Marketing is every bit of contact with the audience to get repeat and referral business. So marketing is giving people reasons to buy. It creates a presence for your business. It builds trust. It also does an inducement to buy. But one important thing that marketing does once you've been in business for some time, that could be short time, is that it validates the buying decision. In business today, you have to remind people that they made the right decision to do business with you in the first place. You can't not do that. You have to keep reminding them that they made the right decision, and you have to keep in touch with them. So there always has to be a follow-up plan once you've done business with someone. How many times have you hired a work person to do, say, put a roof on your home or to do electric or carpentry in your home, for starters? And they never get back in touch with you. So then you have to find somebody new to go after. They make a big mistake. One time I had a carpenter that I called who had been using, and I called him, say, in the March of a given year, and to ask him to do some work for us. And he said, well, I said, how's business? And he said, well, this past winter has been kind of slow. And I felt like saying, well, if you had called me a couple months ago, I would have given you this work now, so at that time. So keep in touch with people, and you want to validate that buying decision. So as a business owner, everything you do is all about marketing and keeping in it's building that awareness. It's giving people reasons to do business. You're building trust. And by the way, if you have anybody working for you, they have to be on that page with you. You have to treat them well, first of all, and that you want them to support you. An employee, first of all, you know, is your first best customer, and they also should be treated in a way that they become evangelists for your business, because they don't work for your business 24/7. They're out there in the world. So have a state of mind that goes on 24/7, 365, all the time. Marketing is all about all of that. It's how you look. It's how you act. It's how you treat people. It's how you dress. It's the quality of your collateral materials. It's your logo. It's your tagline. All of those things are marketing. It's not just spending money. So these are things I want you to think about. A couple other things that you want to consider is that you have to recognize that as a business has to be customer-driven. In fact, I read a lot of websites, and I critique quite a few of them. And quite often, a website, I would say more often than not, a website is going to say, we do this and we do that. But they haven't said, in so many words, that they understand what their audience is troubled by. You know, what is it that they need? And they have not indicated that they've built a product or service to meet those needs. So if you have a website, go back and read it. Is it customer-driven or is it product-driven? There's a difference between the two of those. Also, as a business, you need to understand that people buy for their reasons and not yours. So it's a matter of building a strong relationship with your audience and getting to know what their concerns are. You know, as a business, you are a problem solver. And so as a business owner, you have to solve problems and then have a product or service that's going to help with those issues. Also, Jeffrey Gittimer is an author that I have read. He has a book entitled The Sales Bible, The Little Red Book of Selling, The Little Black Book, The Little Platinum Book. And one of his statements is that people want to buy, they don't want to be sold. So here's where you have to learn selling skills. And anybody who works in your business, if you have people, whether they're on the telephone, they're working in the office, everybody that you work with in your business needs to be educated on the marketing aspects that I talked about, but also selling skills, because today we have to wear those hats. And if you're a single business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you're on your own, you have to learn those skills. And if you haven't taken classes, you better start doing it now or start reading books. Otherwise, it's going to take you longer to put food on the table. I really guarantee that. So let's see. A couple of things is think about creating loyalty for a lifetime with your clients. Every one of your customers represents revenue and cash flow for your business. And if you do a good job, they're going to keep coming back. And if you do more for them, you go the extra mile, maybe you're going to increase that revenue, that cash flow from those customers, let's say 5% or maybe 10%. But you multiply these numbers over the course of years, every one of those customers has a value to you. And it's amazing to me how people forget the businesses, the customers that they have, and they go and find new ones. Well, it's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. So build that loyalty for a lifetime, because you want repeat and referral business for your business. Now, one last thing I want to mention before I go into a break here. As I mentioned, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. Guerrilla marketing was developed by J. Conrad Levinson in the middle 1980s. He worked for Madison Avenue advertising companies, and I suspect he died just a couple years ago. I suspect that he knew and he discovered that there are people that just don't have deep advertising dollars, deep pockets for advertising. So he developed concepts that take the low-cost, no-cost approach. So he has actually published a list of 200 low-cost, no-cost marketing ideas. If you have a chance, that's a little bit of homework. So I've given you homework now. I gave you the growth wheel to look up, and then look up guerrilla marketing online and look for 200 marketing weapons. Another thing you can look up is the 7-sentence guerrilla marketing plan. That might be a great tool for you to use when you're deciding to spend some money. So follow the 7-sentence guerrilla marketing plan, because it makes a tremendous amount of sense to be able to use that system. And by the way, it's grounded in not coming up with a dollar. The money that you're going to spend, it's based on what your goals are first. And that's something, too, to think about. Whatever you do in your business, start with what the goal is before you just launch into anything. What are your goals? Why do you want to do something? And who's it for? And why do you want to do it? Because some people just launch into running businesses, and they haven't given a whole lot of thought to what's behind the decision process. So always start with your goals. So guerrilla marketing is about keeping your pipeline filled, and it's amazing how many people who start a business, things are going great, everything's terrific, and all of a sudden the customer list dries up. There's nobody waiting in the wings, and they've got an empty pipeline. That's scary. So you have to constantly include in your weekly plan, your monthly plan, time that you're going to set aside for your marketing outreach, and you know, sending out newsletters, getting involved in organizations, being a speaker, getting free press releases. There are plenty of things that you can do to keep your business alive in the minds of the audience that you want to serve. So, and of course, you want to build up a cash flow and revenue so you can put food on the table. If you don't put food on the table, it's a hobby. So this is where you have to decide, what is it? What's the business about? Where do you want to be with the business? And what's important to you? I'm going to take a break. We have a bunch of sponsors for this program. I want to play them for you, and then I'll be back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East?
We are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I was just taking a look at the weather advisory, and according to what I see here, there are flood advisories and flash flood advisories. So be careful where you're driving and be prepared for the rain. And again, today is June. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. And it's currently, the time is about 3:30 right now. So please watch your weather tomorrow. It's supposed to rain again tonight with thunderstorms, and tomorrow it looks like the showers are likely again. In fact, I think we're going to have rain through the rest of the week. We've had a lot of rain, but not like the Midwest. Poor people in the Midwest are having a tough time. I understand that. So we've been talking about different concepts in running businesses, whether you're just getting started or if you've been in business for a while, and I hope that you will tell people about my programs because we're all about giving people tips on things that they can do to maximize the opportunities for sustaining their businesses and their profitability so that they can, you know, obviously we want people to achieve their goals. And today we were talking about, my title was how to get people knocking on your door and how to earn the sale. And by the way, just as a sidebar, I changed the wording to earning your sale from closing the sale. I've never liked that at all. And I think it was Jeffrey Gittimer who had talked about, a while ago, had talked about earning the sale. And I said, that's it. That's what you are doing. You're building relationships with people. You're giving them reasons to do business with you. And you're solving their problems. When they place an order, you've earned that sale. But you need to keep that ball rolling. You've got to keep up with people and check in with them because you want repeat and referral business. Now, when it comes to marketing, there's two different types of marketing endeavors. There's outbound marketing and there's inbound. And typically, people do outbound marketing. You have a website, you have a newsletter that goes out, a podcast, you have a blog, you have advertisements, you have the website. All of this is messaging that's going out. And there that often is called interruptive marketing. It's you're trying to catch people and get their attention, but you're maybe interrupting them. It might include print ads. It would include TV, radio ads, billboards, telemarketing. Oh, my goodness. Telemarketing today is just terrible. But that's all outbound marketing. Now, you want people to come in to you. So if you have messages that are going out, there has to be a call to action in that messaging that gets people to respond and come to you. You want people knocking on your door. That's the thing. And as I've said in the title of my program, in the title of this program I put online on Facebook, it said people are your target audiences are sometimes what you might call needles in the haystack. It's hard to figure out who they are, where they hang out, and it's like you're trying to get them, you're trying to uncover them. You're searching through that haystack to find the prospects that you're ideally suited to serve. So inbound marketing is considered to be less aggressive and more personalized, and it creates lasting relationships. So it's all about the content of those marketing messages. A call to action is something that you say that gets people to do something. So you want people to come to you. Now, I know that a lot of people are relying on Facebook as they're treating it like it's a website. But don't you think that Facebook might be able to just cut you off sometime because they don't like what's on it? It's possible. It's happening to people today. You own your website. You want people to come to either actually knock on your door or call you directly, or to come at least come to your website. So give them a reason to want to know more. You may have articles written on your website. You may have testimonials. You may have resources that would be of value to them, maybe white papers or a calendar of events that they can go to see what's going on in their area. You want them to maybe enter a contest to post pictures or post some of their questions. You want them to sign up for your newsletter. You want people to come to you. That's inbound marketing. So if you are here's another piece of homework. If you'd like more people to come to you, there is a website called PR 2020, and they feature an inbound marketing game plan ebook. It's free. You don't even have to say who you are, but you can seek that out. And when you find the inbound marketing game plan ebook, you'll see a blue and green graphic, and that represents the ebook that you can download and read it. And you'll learn more about the things that you can do and the tools that are available to you to get the people to come to you. Because otherwise, you'd be spending a lot of money and just throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. Now, you do need an integrated marketing mix. So there's digital online, there's real world offline, there's also traditional marketing. So there's a lot, you need to have an integrated approach when you are marketing. Very important. Now, one of the tips I have for you, again, I don't know if you can see this, but on the bottom down here, there is an Excel spreadsheet. And what you should do to make it much easier to control the marketing endeavors that you're engaged in would be to design an Excel spreadsheet in a way where you have a list on the left-hand column of all the marketing efforts that you're going to be putting forth. And then each column next to that list would be perhaps the months of the year. And you can decide, so for example, let's say you're going to be networking out at events. You're going to probably check off every month next to the word networking. But let's say you're going to do a referral program. Well, maybe you're going to do a referral program every 6 months. Perhaps you're going to get involved with cause-related marketing. And, oh, by the way, here's another sidebar. Next week, we have somebody coming from an organization called CASA, which is a nonprofit organization that caters to children in the school in the county. And I think there are CASA organizations throughout the state. But it's an organization that helps place children in need of safe homes. And as directed by the court system, it's called CASA, C-A-S-A. You'll learn more about it if you you come here next week on the 25th of June, and you'll hear representatives from that organization. But anyway, you can also support a nonprofit organization, and maybe you get engaged with them every couple times a year. Perhaps you want to issue press releases periodically, maybe every two, 3, or 4 months. So you would just check off each of those categories by the month. So each month you wake up in the first of the month and you'll know all the different activities that you're going to be engaged in. That form, and I have, again, it's a copy right here. If you can see it, maybe it's hard to see. Anyway, I'll send this to you if you'd like to see it. You give this list to staff members. If you have employees, they need to know what you're doing. It's amazing to me how many companies don't share with their employees the marketing endeavors that they're engaged in. And so the people that work for the company are clueless, which is not a good idea. One time we were looking to build a new kitchen in our home, and I got a postcard in the mail from a company not too far from where I live that was having an open house to show people kitchens. So I called about it to find out more information about what they were doing in this program. And the girl that answered the telephone didn't have a clue that the boss sent out the postcards. And she didn't ask for my name or my phone number. And so I just hung up. So that was the end of that. She had no idea they were having an open house to show kitchens to people. Really weird. Another graphic I wanted to show you here may not be easy for you to see, but you see this circle of And there in the middle is a that the one in the round circle in the middle of this circle represent the target audience that you're going after. And it just shows all the different marketing strategies that you can implement to reach your target audience. This is the problem, and that's why I did this. You will have opportunities to market your business using one of the tactics that's out there, such as getting involved with, let's say, doing a press release, for example, or some doing some PR stuff in the community. But if it's a standalone effort, the audience that you want to reach may not see it or may not mean much to them. However, if you engage, if you initiate other marketing tactics like fusion marketing or getting involved with a nonprofit or you publish an article or you get interviewed someplace, it's all these little tactics together. It's a full circle approach that work together to influence the target that you want to reach. So now Levinson talked about a 360 approach. I've been talking about full circle since before I knew what guerrilla marketing was. You have to encircle the people that you want to reach out to. You just can't decide, just pick a random place to spend money and assume that it's going to work. You just can't do that. So you have to embrace that 360-degree communication system and have it make sure that it somehow will be seen or will be focused on the people that you want to reach. So I hope that makes sense to you. So be aware of all the marketing weapons that are out there. And as I said, Levinson even has a list of 200 of them, which are listed as free or almost free, and they're online. You can find if you can't find it, let me know. I'll get it for you. But some of the tactics might be experimenting on ideas that may or may not work, but at least experiment. Try different ideas. But it's that combination of guerrilla tactics that you're going to implement that will have a much greater impact on the marketplace. Now, another thought that you want to think about is it's called the rule of 60-30-10. 60% of your marketing should be focused on your current clients and ones that you have served in the recent past. So 60%, because you want repeat and referral business, don't forget about that. 30% of your marketing would be to the kinds of customers or prospects that you want to turn into customers that are like the ones you have already that generate revenue that will support your business. So, again, don't throw it against the wall to see what sticks. Figure out who you're best suited to serve and go after more of those people and turn suspects into prospects into customers. Very important. And then 10% of your marketing would be the part that you throw against the wall to see what sticks. Unfortunately, a lot of people spend 10%. They spend that 10% and look at it becomes more like 50% of their marketing budget. You can't do that. I mean, go where you know the possibilities are the greatest for your business. Very important. Now, another thing that we want to talk about would be your brand equity. And your brand equity is made up of a lot of different things. It's the unique selling proposition. It's your differentiation from the competitor. It's your pricing. It's who buys your products, who sells it. It's about the logo, the tagline, the look that you've achieved in your graphics. It's the PR that you're doing. So all of these things, and there's more in your brand equity, but they communicate the value that your business has to offer its customers. It has to be unique, relevant, and sustainable. So if you ever want to discuss these things with me, we can certainly. I deal with private clients periodically, and I'd be more than happy to give you a hand with those. I'm getting, I don't know how we're doing on time here. It looks like I'm running out of time, and I had more to share with you. So let's see. I'm going to go talk a few more minutes here with what I have left in my little, this is my speech for tomorrow. So let's see. Very important that you dominate and differentiate in the marketplace. If you look like, act like, and charge the same as the next guy, and the next guy is known better in the marketplace than you are, you're not going to get the business. So what's going to make you stand out from the crowd? Think about it. What is it because of the quality of the work that you do? Is it because of the value for the dollar spent? Is it the service that goes beyond the competition? Are you easy to get hold of? Do you respond to people? That's convenience and accessibility is important. Do you create a wonderful buying experience? People want to enjoy spending their money. Are you creating a wonderful experience? And I found a quote here that's interesting. It said, if you always make the right decision, the safe decision, the one most people make, you will be the same as everyone else. You don't want to be like everybody else. Even when it comes to websites, look at your competition. How do they? I counseled somebody recently in a certain, I think it was the window industry or the decorative window trade. Every person in that industry had websites that looked like the next person. They were all identical. Nobody stood out from the crowd. You can't be like the other guys. Really, be different. Make an impact on people. Communicate your message to people. When you're writing or you're speaking, the two most important words are you and your. If you talk about yourself first, people are going to say, well, that presenter is not addressing my problems. You have to let people know that you understand where your audience is coming from and that you've built a product or service designed to solve the problems. So you have to be customer-driven, as I mentioned before. Let's see what else I want to give you. I'm going to give you just quickly before we end this program 10 selling mistakes and tips on earning the sale. First of all, when it comes to mistakes, do your homework before you even talk to somebody. Be prepared with questions, do the research, get to know the industry. I won't get to all 10 of them because it'll require more of an explanation. Also, empathy is extremely important. If somebody expresses a concern that they have, empathize with it. Women do. I think they do that better than men. No offense to any men listening here. But empathize with what's being said and acknowledge what's being said and say, I can understand that that's a concern. Let's see what we can do to help you out here with this. Don't make assumptions that people know how to make decisions. That's another issue. In selling, make sure you ask for the sale. It's amazing how many salespeople go through the whole explanation about their products. They get along with people. They ask questions, but then they don't ask for the order. So I've seen that. And another big mistake that people make is they don't follow up after the sale. In fact, when you're first communicating with someone in the selling context, make sure that they know that you're going to keep in touch with them and that there will be follow-up. So those are some things here. Now here's the next thing I want to share. Earning the sale, these are important. There's 9 steps, and I'll go through all of these. There has to be an agreement that there's a problem that needs to be resolved. If the customer or you don't agree what the problem is, there's going to be no sale. You have to have the ability to solve the problem. I've said this a couple of times. Timing becomes an issue. Somebody may want to do business with you, but the timing's not right. And I could go into greater dissertation on that, but I don't have time. The cost of doing business with you is an investment. It's not an expense. They have to trust you, and they have to trust you as an advisor. They have to believe you. They have to like you. They have to want to do business with you. And finally, I think that one of the most difficult things to overcome in selling is that they have to be willing to change the system. So in other words, if they've been doing business with someone else for a long time or they're used to buying certain products or services and you're giving them an alternative that may very well be much better than what they have now, they have to agree to want to change. And I think for the businesses that I've been in, I think it's the biggest problem to overcome. They have to want to change. So you go back and look through the first 8 steps that I've just given you, the fact that there's an agreement that there's a problem, they have to want to do business with you and so forth, that has to be backed up. Otherwise, they're not going to be interested in making a change. So we're coming down, as I said, we're coming down to the wire here. And I am Vicki Lynn Morgan. My business is Rustmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. I also am in the pet supply industry, so if you know anybody who has a pet product that they need to launch or having trouble launching, it could be a product or service, let me know. I can help people in that marketplace because I've been in the pet industry for a long time, since 1976 when I was Well, I started when I was 15 years old, of course. And I've had a lot of experience in the pet business. We also have a business called, that's called Animal Brands. We also have a business called Rushmore Marine, and we sell floating docks to people who have waterfront properties. We also have a line of ramps that can be used for ship to shore and also for wheelchairs to get up steps and down steps. So that's another thing. So keep me in mind for those things. And if you would like to talk to me or if you have ideas about people that you would like to be have interviewed on this program, I'm all for it. Please get in touch with me. My phone number is 908-832-9544. And my email address is vmorgan, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at russmore, russmore.com. So we're located in California, New Jersey. We're readily available and flexible with our timing. And I hope that you'll be in touch with me one of these days so I can give you some more ideas for your business. And also I teach classes at Raritan Valley Community College for the Small Business Development Center. And if you go into the SBDC at Raritan Valley Community College online, then you'll see all the classes. I teach marketing, selling skills, business plans, networking skills. Going to be doing a new program in the fall called Q Storming. I won't explain what it is. You can look it up in the description. Q, the letter Q, Storming. We're going to be doing that. I have another program coming up in the fall entitled How to Attract and Keep Good Employees, which is critical for your business, too, if you decide to have employees. So that's it for today. I'm going to we're going to hear from messages from our sponsors, and have a great week. See you next week when we talk about CASA, the nonprofit organization for children. Have a great day. Be good. Bye-bye.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio.